This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the day away from you. We can be heard everywhere. As a matter of fact, there's a new radio station on the moon. Did you know that, guys?
No.
Yeah, specialize in having people on the moon who are processors of intelligent information. And we were the only ones around they could find that were processors of intelligent information. Here we are, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan.
Well, they obviously have excellent taste, too.
No. Man, All right, so what's happening here that is of interest and import? We were talking about the weather earlier and how chilly it is, but this is a one-stop. That's not fair. Depending on where you are in the country, you'll have a grip that lasts about 36 to 48 hours, and then it goes back up to the 40s and 50s. So it's like if you're worried about anything being frozen, you don't have to worry about that. I find it interesting that sometimes we look at the weather and we think that there's the way that the weather people, I was thinking this yesterday, the way that they present the information, sometimes it's like you could do something. You could actually do something about it. What the hell? You can't do anything about any of this stuff. And then there are those, yes, we can, because it's global warming and we have to stop using all that fossil fuel. Maybe an interesting play on that is what happened in the 1950s in England. Do you remember, many of you, if you study the history of England, and maybe some of you have and some of you haven't, in December 1952, a lot of people died. Thousands of people died in England, and thousands more were hospitalized. A lot of animals died because of what they call the Great Smog. And it was basically coal dust and coal smoke that covered the city. At that point, coal was still the number one. You go to England, you can still see some big, and maybe places here, but I've noticed it most when I've been in England. You walk through, when I was there last month, walking through some of these villages where you can still see the black on the side of the buildings, and the black, if you have a power washer, you can wash the black off. It's just the smoke or the residue from the coal smoke that's left on all the buildings. And so apparently during the cold snap in December of 1952, the sulfur particles that were coming out of the chimneys, they made a fog, and what the fog smelled like was sulfur, because sulfur smells like rotten eggs. So apparently, at that time, Londoners couldn't see their feet. It was so thick. Oh. Everything got canceled, and birds were flying into buildings and dying. Robberies increased because the thieves weren't seen. And it lasted for 4 or 5 days before the wind blew it all out into the North Sea. And then the British were the first ones to pass a Clean Air Act restricting the burning of coal, and that's why a lot of other things have become prominent in England as far as fuel is concerned. We know the situation in China, where there's tons of coal being used, even Japan, some places in America, and there's this big concern about coal and what it does. The reason that it has a different effect than other fossil fuels is because it's not as mature. Coal in its form, the hard aspect, I mean, it really is. There's soft coal and there's hard coal, but it's not as old as the oil or other things that would come from the decaying fossils of 65 to 70 million years ago. And yet they say, I don't know who they are, that there's no end to to how much coal is available, how much oil is available. I find that hard to believe. And there doesn't
seem to
be an endless supply.
It's like maybe oil is in the planet for a reason, and we keep sucking it dry. Like it's like taking blood from someone, and you just keep taking more and more and more, and we don't know at what rate it gets reproduced or if it does at all. I don't know. That kind of always creeps me out. Thinking
but I
about
wonder, when I look at this,
out.
I wonder if there's a way, if there's a danger of duplicating or replicating this thing that happened back then, because it was all weather related. The weather hung, you know, we know what England is like in the fall and the winter time. It's cold and it's damp.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't freeze. In England, you cut your grass in England all year long. It's like being in Seattle. It's just the same weather. Lowest temperature I ever experienced there was in the mid-30s at one point. It just stays warm, but that fog and smog hangs over the island, and it kept that stuff in and created something that was very unusual.
Weird that England has sort of no trade winds. You know, there's nothing. It's
too far north.
Stuff gets stuck there.
Yeah,
the
it's way too far.
Is weird.
It's far north.
Yeah.
In a moment, we're going to find out about something that is widely used on social media that will help you during an important, I want to say, health emergencies or health dangers. We're going to talk about how Caring Bridge and its website was created and how it will help you in just a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 15 past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, DJV on the air. 20 years ago, an outfit, I was going to say a company, but I don't know that it really is. Caring Bridge is a nonprofit social network dedicated to helping maybe your family, maybe some of your friends communicate with, support other people that you care about during a health problem. And so we have the founder, Sana Mehring, with us from the Caring Bridge Network. What was going on in your life, Sana, when this happened? Why did you start this?
Well, good morning, Doug. Yes, 20 years ago, when you think back to 1997, my day job was to produce websites for the various companies that needed to be on the Internet. But a personal event happened. Two very good friends of mine had a very premature baby and needed to let everybody know what was going on, so they asked me to make those phone calls. After just a couple, I thought there's got to be a better way, and created a Caring Bridge website. In fact, the same night their baby, Bridget, was born, the first Caring Bridge site was born. Instantly, of course, easing the burden of communicating, but the wow event was how people were brought together to be able to support that family going through that health event. Bridget's life was a short 9 days, but from that inspiration, I realized anyone going through any type of health journey, be it premature birth, be it cancer treatment, be it heart surgery, be it an automobile accident, you need to have your friends and families understand what's going on and be there to support you. And so CaringBridge.org has been here for 20 years doing just that.
All right, so how does this work? Let's have people understand how it works and how they can support you and others who are trying to make this personal website informative and helpful for people in this particular fix. It's a pickle. You could get into a fix, and using technology to help communicate is certainly a very, not only this time of year, but all times of the year. But it's nice because people are feeling like they ought to give to things this time of year. So why should we give to Caring Bridge and the website? What's going on?
Nonprofit, and it was very intentional to be a nonprofit because we wanted to be driven by revenue, not manipulating ads or content or selling data. It needed to be, Caring Bridge is a social network, really is much more of a private community that comes together. And we are funded through the friends and family that have used Caring Bridge throughout the years found a lot of value in it. In fact, many people feel Caring Bridge was one of the most important things they had during their health journey, and they want to ensure that it's there for others. And so CaringBridge.org, you can go to CaringBridge.org, click on donate. But just as important is to let other people know about Caring Bridge. I love that I'm able to be on your show, that just to let other people be aware of CaringBridge.org as a great way to communicate when you're going through a health journey.
All right, so take us through it. Spend a minute. We go to caringbridge.com or .org, and then what do you do to set this up? So how difficult is it for the average? Like, I'm kind of a clunker when it comes to okay, quiet down, Victoria.
I heard that chuckle.
Yeah.
It is
sorry.
Extremely easy to use. You know, Caring Bridge wouldn't have been around for the last 20 years unless we were very easy to use and really provide a valuable service. So you go to caringbridge.org, click on create a site. Within just a few minutes, you're able to have your own personalized website that you have full control over, including the different privacy levels you want to have. You invite your family and friends, and you're able to have a journal there that you can communicate what's going on, and that family can be there to help. One way to think about it is you're helping people help, either by communicating and they're able to leave messages back, but also by doing other things like coordinating help, like being able to have a fundraiser, anything you can think about as you think about going through a health journey, what's important. And at the very center of that is simply letting people know what's going on.
All right. So I don't mean to sound crass, but I'm wondering if this is the same sort of way, a mechanism there, that people use when there's a funeral and people are communicating information about the person that's passed. Is it the same sort of concept that you see now a lot of people using these websites to communicate about the ones that they've passed that they love?
Yeah. carrying bridge actually can be used for that, but it's really for when someone's going through the middle of what's happening with that health journey.
I meant in terms of the technical aspects of how it works, kind of. You're able to communicate information that you might not find anywhere else. That's really what this is about. Right.
The thing with Caring Bridge, it's much broader of what people are able to do. I think with what you're talking about with the funeral website, usually it's sign the guest book, like you're attending
the funeral. Okay, so the broader information.
Caring Bridge is much more active during that health journey.
Got it. All right. Thank you for telling us. CaringBridge.org. Give and use. Sana Mehring here with us with DJV, 21 after the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Good pop music. I mean, one of those days. It is already. Every day is one of those days. This is Pharrell Williams, but his music appeals to me, frankly, in many different ways. As a pop guy, I say this all the time, but it's true. I just like pop music. I don't care for deep cuts, and I don't want to know about what this guy did 89 years ago. I just enjoy what flavors my mind is listening to good pop music. It's 24 past the hour, and that's the story with a lot of music comes from Pharrell Williams. He made a surprise appearance at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, which was pretty interesting in and of itself. Let's sort of eavesdrop.
How about we sing a song for you that Pharrell wrote that we just recorded with Pharrell? He, you know, he's from Virginia and he loves country music.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, around the house.
Come on,
baby, I love to hear your mouth.
We have good conversation, but you know that's just a fraction of what you won't say about me. I'm all talk and no action.
Come on, you hear me talking around the house. Come on, you know you love to keep my mouth. We have good conversation, but you know that's just a fraction. Let me see, are you all talk and no action?
Wow.
That's
is that
cute,
great or
bad.
What?
Not bad.
That is terrific. So we have, that's a sort of bootleg copy because he just appeared at the Grand Ole Opry. It's going to be released as a single. What do we know about this song?
Yeah, we know that we just got a great piece of trivia. Justin Timberlake actually sings backing vocals on that song on the radio track because he happened to be in the next studio. He's friends with Pharrell. He popped in, met Little Big Town, and said, hey, can I sing on your song? And they said, sure.
Why not?
So, yeah. But I think that single's going to be released really soon, along with that concert at the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, so I want to have first dibs on that, please. It'll bring a smile to the faces of everybody. All right, let's see. What else is going on musically today? There's a story, Jen, about Ed Sheeran being sued for plagiarism.
Uh-oh.
And this is a sort of background story to that.
How did you find me? Came out of nowhere like
for the song Photograph that came out last year compared to a song called Amazing that came out in 2009. Matt Cardle won for singing this on The X Factor. And so now it seems the songwriters who were responsible for Amazing are suing Sheeran for using what they say are the same 39 notes, which I think is a load. I mean, this is such a stretch.
It's pretty similar, though. It's similar, but it's not. I mean, how much of music, though, is similar?
Yeah.
I mean,
right, that's right. I said earlier, there are eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. And what amazes me, and most everybody else who thinks it through, I think over the years, we've had music for forever, it seems.
Yeah, how you've made so many combinations of it.
Of eight notes. That's it. Mm-hmm. So bound sooner or later to have the... Remember all that time we gave Jen a couple of years ago to Coldplay being sued by Strafacci or Strariacci or whatever his name was, the guitar.
What was his name?
It was something close to that.
Viviani, Stravani. I don't remember. it was. And then we found out that that same song was used in a bunch of different, a bunch of different ways.
Right, yeah. So I remember Coldplay. He showed up, there was an injunction that was going to keep him from singing it at a concert, and this guy showed up with some of the local law enforcement people, and they gave him a check for $85,000, and he went away. That was settled. See you later, alligator. All right, interesting musical stories. 28 after here.
A Chicago couple shows you don't have to be born a farmer to become a farmer. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
When Bill and Angie Mitchell decided to try the country life, they named their little farm near Lancaster, Wisconsin, Three Flat Acres. Bill says it was an homage to the three-unit apartment building they owned in Chicago, which was called a three flat. The farm is actually 20 acres. Bill says only about 3 acres are tillable, and not that flat either, but they use only a quarter acre to grow their primary crop, garlic.
I think it's just been our blood. You know, we always gardened. But, you know, it's kind of a culmination of wanting to get out of the city and then also really being interested in sustainable agriculture and just wanting to give it a try.
Bill says their garlic is certified organic. It's planted in late fall and harvested in late June or early July.
You know, we both still have full-time jobs, not uncommon for a lot of people in agriculture. And that kind of just fit our work and life schedule.
Bill says their goal is larger bulbs that make the best seed stock for their own use and to sell to other growers. Smaller bulbs are sold online for culinary use. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Can we let this play just for a minute?
All right, 34 after the hour now. Doug Steff in the Good Day program, my overview of what's been going on in depth for a discussion of things that are on the top of my mind that may not be a part of what I do during the rest of the broadcast day. This hour is devoted to me and my thoughts and you and your thoughts. You can always share them with me, 888-302-3684. Day after Christmas. It's Monday the 26th. Are you working today? Many people are not working today. Many people have the day off. Banks are closed. Government offices are closed. But the stores. There were even some people yesterday online. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. People buying things, Amazon and some of the other online facilities stocked their offices with people who went to work at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon so that they could deal with, I guess a lot of that stuff is automated, but some of it isn't. You have to talk to a real live human being in order to get something done.
Returns and you had to Christmas sales, big, huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but starting it yesterday, I don't remember any time in my memory where you could actually do some of that stuff on Christmas Day. Do you? I don't think it was last year there was any of that stuff.
You know,
on the
virtual side, on the digital side, I don't remember.
It doesn't mean, does it make a difference? So on the virtual, digital side, it doesn't make a difference. But it does seem to be, I don't know, there's something really rough. There's no other day in the year, save maybe July 4th, where I think it makes a difference whether people are working, or if people want to work or they have to work, that's part of the job, okay. But there's something about Christmas that's sacred, pardon the pun, and the 4th of July that's sort of sacred, too. Those 2 days, I think there ought to be a much less economic activity. And people say, well, what happens if you don't believe in Christmas? Who doesn't believe in the spirit? I'm not talking about the religious aspect of it. It's just a good day to be good, calm down, to take stock of what maybe has happened in the past year, what do you want for the next year. That's not a New Year's thing. I think that's something you do all this week, and we'll probably end up doing a lot of that stuff. Speaking of reflection, the president-elect stepped up to the plate and talking about the nuclear capability that we have, as usual, the news media, or at least certain elements of the news media. Well, I think actually both sides, from what I can see, having been back here for a couple of days from my trip to Israel. I'm actually in Florida this morning, and I'm looking at the Miami Herald and the Palm Beach Post and the other papers that are around and looking at the national websites. It's the usual thing, transition and temper and terror and whatever other words you can try to create here around what these two guys have said. Now, I'm not soft-pedaling it by any stretch of the imagination, because I think that we all felt good over the last 30 years since Reagan and Gorbachev kind of put a fork in it and said the Cold War was done. And then we all kind of relaxed. And then September 11th came along, and we didn't relax anymore. We were all uptight. And we've been uptight here and there, maybe more there than here, for the last 15 years. But there hasn't been any discussion about nuclear capabilities and expanding our growth there, spending more money. So now there are people who are trying to examine a letter. Trump said that he received a very nice letter from Pukin Putin urging him to act in a constructive and pragmatic manner to restore the framework of bilateral cooperation. That was a letter that was sent on the 15th. And in that letter, there were a couple of notes about global and regional challenges, quote, show that relations between Russia and the U.S. remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security in the modern world. I'm quoting directly from the letter that Putin sent to Trump. So then Trump sends a response agreeing with Putin, adding that he hopes we do not have to travel an alternative path. So there has been confirmation that Putin sent the letter, voicing hope for an improvement of bilateral ties. So then, why isn't that the headline instead of comments from both of them that we need to strengthen our nuclear arsenals? Something to think about, right? Don't you? I mean, I think, was it last Thursday or Friday, Trump was on Twitter, said the U.S. should, quote, greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability. I wonder if this isn't just more of the same Trump that we've seen off and on, especially since the election, where he does his negotiating on Twitter. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, it was sort of interesting to see how he negotiated with Boeing over the building of the new Air Force Ones. And that seems to have had some impact. And then he said the next day, the F-35 or whatever that new airplane is for the Air Force, that's way too expensive. And he's right. On both counts, he's right. So, and that'll have its impact budgetarily. It'd be really interesting to see all across the board what 2017, does that feel strange to say 2017 brings? 2016 has certainly been a tumultuous year. So what's 2017 going to bring to us? An arms race? Nah, I don't see it. Anyway, I think Trump said, or somebody said, that he said he would welcome an arms race. He was on with Mika Brzezinski. On what is that? She's on Morning Joe, I think, Richie, isn't she? Not mistaken.
Correct.
She's the one who's the co-host. Yeah, right. Anyway, so anyway, is that going to be? Trump says a lot, and I think if you're mature, see, that's the problem. The news media is not very mature, and maybe readership. What most newspapers are written on an eighth grade level. You knew that, right? So if that's the case, then what do we have? Are we thinking like eighth graders? And if so, remember back to when you were in the eighth grade, and what kind of, when you had your first, that's probably about the age you had your first girlfriend or boyfriend, and what the sort of back and forth was, the immaturity of the realities of your relationships with people. So I think that there is a lot of stuff that can be dismissed easily here. I do not care to join the fray and go down the path of, maybe you'll say, oh, there you're being naive again. Putin is no dummy. No question about Putin and how he likes to twist and turn things around. He's very much a control freak, and he'll take advantage of the situation. But I think he's also shrewd enough to judge what Trump is really all about, if anybody can figure it out. And I'm not sure that that's true. With all the people that say, well, Trump and Putin are friends, they're going to play this for all it's worth. Who knows? All that is speculation. Most of the crud that we talk about, the stuff that headlines are in, most of that stuff is all conjecture and doesn't, unless it's an actual fact, like the fact that George Michael died. Okay, you hadn't heard that before. George Michael's dead. So that's a fact. So the rest of this stuff, and the letter, yep, that was really sad. That's a fact. But the rest of the stuff is just so much hooey, so I don't want to get involved. Here's another fact. Speaking of the Russians, there was a plane crash in Russia over the weekend, and apparently 92 people died. Here's the situation of what was involved in that.
92 people died when a Russian military plane crashed in the Black Sea on Sunday. The plane was carrying members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, a Russian military choir. The group was reportedly on its way to play a concert for Russian troops in Syria. Several journalists, 8 crew members, and a well-known Russian humanitarian were also reportedly on board. The flight originated in Moscow and stopped to refuel near Sochi. It had just taken off after refueling when it apparently turned around and then was lost on the radar. Search crews have recovered several bodies and debris from the Black Sea off the coast of Sochi. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for the creation of a commission to investigate the crash. Russian officials don't believe terrorism played a role.
Okay, so that's good, one way or another. Not much terrorism in Russia other than what they call, what they cause themselves. It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffen, the day after Christmas, here on Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All right, here we are at 47 past the hour, Monday, after the long weekend continuing for some, but we're here at your service and on your side. We were talking about that Russian plane that went down. There's another story that sort of comes from the same wheelhouse. You may or may not have heard the story of this woman who was the first Afghanistani pilot, was a trained pilot from her country, but in order to learn how to really do it, she came to the United States to learn to fly, and she said yesterday she wanted to stay here because if she goes back to her country, the male pilots in Afghanistan who don't want to see any women flying planes are going to kill her. Here's the story.
Afghanistan's first female pilot is seeking asylum in the U.S. after receiving death threats from the Taliban and members of her own family. Captain Niloufar Rahmani came to the U.S. in 2015 to train with the U.S. Air Force. That training ended earlier this week, but Rahmani says she's too afraid for her life to go back. Rahmani was 10 years old when the U.S. removed the Taliban from power in 2001. At 18, she enlisted in Afghanistan's Air Force and became a bit of a celebrity when she earned her wings in 2013. That's when the threats began. In an interview, Rahmani said members of the Taliban had threatened to kill her and members of her family. She also said distant relatives had threatened to do the same. Rahmani said that if she's granted asylum, she'll continue flying either for the U.S. or as a commercial pilot.
Yeah. She could go any place. She could actually go to Dubai and work for Emirates. They're always looking for, and they have, I understand, they have as many female pilots there as they do male pilots, and many of them are Americans. See, this is the kind of thing, actually, that we should be encouraging. People who are good at something, people who come here to learn, whether it's to be a pilot or go to school to become something that's useful in our country, and you decide you want to stay, then those are the people we should be encouraging to stay and not send them back to wherever they come from instead of all of this other stuff with the people who come here that don't want to do anything except suck off the you-know-what of our country and our land. So I'm for having her stay here. Let her be a pilot for United. Why not, right? Fly the friendly skies. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour here on Good Day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Ooh la la la. Now 53 past the hour, Monday, the 26th of December. All right, so I may or may not have the opportunity, Richie, to get this out of you later on because you'll be busy as Kara's off today. You're at the controls in our studio in Washington. And this will be the discussion anyway that has all kinds of ramifications for our day today. Conversation about Christmas, what you got, what the children got, how you spent your day, There are a lot of things. I'm looking at the usual Christmas mayhem, the headlines of who got shot over the weekend. You know, that stuff doesn't stop. And what are we going to get by having a conversation about it? I don't get anything out of it, so I'm not going to go down that road. I found the most interesting thing in terms of what people give or what they get. The announcement, well, announcement is the right word. There were two things. Trump said he was going to sort of disband his charitable fund. And then there was an assessment on a business page that I saw on the plane coming back here on Friday of who's given what, how much money has been raised for charity this past year. And that was really very interesting. You know, there are some people who have specific things in mind they want to give their money to, and they do it before the end of the year because, thankfully, these things are still things we can write off, and I'm guessing that that will continue. I don't see that changing under a Trump administration. So encouraging people to give, not having the government take from you, extracting from you money to give to charities that you don't support, I don't support that. But I do support people who feel to. I mean, there are a lot of different ways of looking at this. GoFundMe has a great way of presenting issues and presenting campaigns. They're very convincing, I have found. And so GoFundMe this year raised about $3 billion to help people that set up little, you know, there's a problem in my neighborhood because Joe hasn't got any money and he needs to have his ankle operated on. So let's raise $8,000 to pay for it. You know, there's a lot of that that goes
on. This year to help a family in our neighborhood.
I saw that.
The house burned down.
Yeah.
A single mom and her son don't have a lot of money. They were renting, her son goes to our kid's school, and they were renting a basement apartment. The house they were living in burned down. And the woman walks to work. It works at Kohl's and Marshall's part-time, blah, 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 you know. Just but really nice people. We raised $8,000 for them just out of our neighborhood, all chipping in on a GoFundMe page. Yeah. And now they're in a new situation. She has some money for the kids for daycare so that she can work some more hours. And it's a life changer.
Mm-hmm. And you did it all on your own.
Didn't need anybody from the government to do anything.
No, you just said, I'm going to do this, and you did it. And I think I remember that it was $8,000. That's why I used that number.
You know what's actually interesting, Doug, is it's because of the government that we were able to do this, because my wife works for the county and knows the woman because she helps the woman get receive her services from the county through the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So then we took it kind of offline and all decided we just wanted to help and got her help without needing the county or the
state. What a perfect time of year to do that, too. That's the thing. People are more open, I think, in December than any other time. There's a good reason for it because our spirit, as I was saying about a half hour ago, we were talking about where we are now and how our minds work differently at this time of year. Don't we wish they did? I found it to be that way. When I was in Israel, people were, even though, you know, there's a lot of talk about the settlements on the West Bank and what a bunch of dirtbags these people are who want to keep them there and the other people who want to eliminate it. What I found is there's mostly misinformation and misunderstanding about what goes on there. But I found that the spirit of hope working through people was kind of at a heightened pace. And I think that's really what goes, that's what contributes so much to people giving at this time of year. So I wanted to acknowledge GoFundMe as a way of doing that. And you still got a week if you have a charity that you really want to support. Now is the time to do it.
And it works very well. The whole process was easy. The woman was able to get her money easily. They do take like a 6% fee.
Yes.
So just be aware of that. But I mean,
that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's how they make their money to be able to do it.
It was all very seamless.
Yeah. But there's if 6% is there, how many other charities? You and I both know about the Red Cross and how disgusting and despicable they are. And then how many other during the course of the year? We must have done this a dozen times looking at various charities to see how much money the people that run it make, how much actually gets to the bottom line. And I think that's the cause that I am interested in. I'm happy to support good charities that have a reasonable expense. If it takes you 6%, 8%, maybe even 10% to run the thing, fine. But when 90% of it goes to running and 10% goes to the goodwill of those that you've donated for, no, sorry, don't do it. So just investigate before you give. That's probably a good pitch. At 59 past the hour, food for thought from Good Day.
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.